Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max Reiner, welcome to the show again. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Roy. I'm here with my beautiful wife, Sherry, and we're excited.
You got a lot of great things getting ready to happen.
Yes, sir. Tomorrow, we will be dedicating the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, and that's September 13th, 2015. And it is years in the making, and everything has come together now, and we're finally, after 14 years approximately, going to be dedicating this garden.
Well, we've got a special guest with us here today that you've brought along. Introduce her and talk a little bit about her.
Okay. Well, in addition to my special guest, Sherry,
we have another special guest.
That's right.
I don't want to get you in the doghouse.
That's right. Don't get me in the doghouse.
Special guest one and then special guest two.
Yes. We have Lueta Roschke, and she is an incredible woman of God. And she got involved with the Coming King Foundation when God told her to help us. And she is a pastor, evangelist, a worship leader. She heads a ministry. She's got a praise team band that she's leads.
She's everywhere.
And she is everywhere doing everything. And we are so glad that God has brought this woman to the Coming King Foundation because we put her right up on the front lines as soon as she volunteered. So, Lueta, welcome to the Cross at Kerrville radio show.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm so honored to be here, and I'm so honored to be a part of what God is doing up there on that mountain. It's amazing.
Tell us a little bit about what's happening tomorrow, Lueta.
Well, as Max was saying, we're going to dedicate the prayer garden, and We're really excited because the coming king sculpture will have been placed, and it is absolutely stunning. It's gorgeous. It's 18 foot tall, life-size white horse with Jesus on it and the sword. And that's the last part of the vision. And we are going to pray and dedicate it and have worship, extravagant worship that's extended. The park stays open to midnight, right?
Right.
So we might worship till midnight.
Or longer, if God wants to.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more. You've got different times here for different things.
Yeah, go ahead, Loretta.
Well, at 2:30, we're actually going to start, and Max is going to have some miracle testimonies of how this garden park actually took shape, how God did it over these last 14 years, and different ones are going to be sharing their portion of their part of what God did through them to help this garden be established. And so we'll start out with that at 2:30. And at 4 o'clock, we're going to have dedications of the tabernacle and the baptismal pool.
And the artwork.
The artwork. Mm-hmm. We're going to dedicate that to the Lord, because that's what it's about. It's all about the Lord. It's dedicated to Him. And this is going to be a holy service. It's really a holy thing, a holy dedication. And we're going to have a worship intermittent through there. And then at 5 o'clock, something that's very dear to my heart, the Lord really has laid on my heart that we have prayer for Israel and America, that we really spend some time, a united body of Christ, coming out. Everyone's welcome. Doesn't cost any money. Everyone's welcome. And we are going to pray and intercede for the United States of America and Israel.
And we really believe God told Lueta that we needed to do this, because the Coming King Foundation all these years has been trying to get to this day where we could finish the last sculpture, we could dedicate the garden, and we looked at the calendar and we said September, and then we knew it needed to be on a weekend to have everybody come, and then Lueta is driving back from Dallas, I think, with her band, and the Holy Spirit speaks to her and said, I want to also have prayer for United States and Israel out at that garden. And so she came to us with a word from the Lord, and my spirit leapt, as it says in the Bible, when she said it needs to be on September 13th, 2015, Rosh Hashanah, end of Shemitah, and the beginning of Jubilee. And so we really feel like God wanted us to not leave off that part, that actually was two sides of the same coin. One part will be the dedication that we've been working on for 14 years, but the other will be dealing with the current things going on in our world right now, and in Israel and in America. And so I'm just grateful that Lord spoke that to Lueta.
A little bit more about miracle testimony. Now, people hear those words. There's a lot of things you can think of as miracle testimonies, and these cover a lot of different things, not just physical, because we've had people that have had spiritual and emotional healings as well that are just as important to those folks as a physical healing. Max, why don't you speak to that a little
bit? Okay, why don't I hand the ball to Lueta, Lord, and just, one reason you're with us is because the power of God is out there. What are people experiencing from your perspective out there at the
garden? Oh, wow. Well, I've had the honor of leading worship out there many times and being a part of having our Easter events. And for a while, once a month, we'd go up there and lead worship with a Bible study. And there have been phenomenal things happen. People's lives have been changed. People have had dramatic healings, just totally set free from addictions.
Mm-hmm.
People that were bound up in drugs and alcohol, totally set free. People's families that were falling apart, marriages being broken in divorce, and God healing those marriages. And what's so cool is we have rocks out there that people, these flat rocks, and people on their own started taking a marker and writing down their prayers. And I've read some of them. They just break your heart. Please heal my son. He has cancer. Lord, I pray that my child will get out of jail. All of these things that are heartbreaking. But then you also read these prayers where people say, thank you, Lord, for healing my son. Thank you for setting my son free. And so people are coming up there, and they're getting healed, getting delivered, and they're given the testimonies. God is really changing lives out there.
We have a special Jewish guest coming.
Yeah, we have Dr. Randy Weiss, who is one of my good friends that I've known for many, many years. I met him at the National Lytus Broadcasters Convention, and we have a lot of people coming from a lot of different places, but he is rather unique because he is a Jew. and he is a Messianic Jew. He believes Jesus Christ is the Messiah of the Jews, and he has agreed to come in from Dallas. He's well respected. He has his own television shows, television stations, radio shows, and he has prophetic gifts that operate through him. So he will be coming to do part of our service. And Lueta, why don't you tell everybody what he's going to be doing exactly?
Well, he is going to be doing the portion where we're going to pray for Israel, because it's very important that we lift up Israel this time. And so coming from a Jewish aspect and understanding of their culture and what they're going through, and as a Christian, Messianic Christian, he is going to share what God has laid on his heart regarding Israel and how we actually ought to pray. And he's going to lead us in that. And then at sundown, he's going to come back, and he is actually going to celebrate Rosh Hashanah, the Jubilee, the Shemitah, and all the things that would be done in the synagogue. He is actually going to lead us through that.
Wow.
At sundown, announcing all of that, go blow the shofars, and then he's going to present some of his Jewish music and worship God. Then we'll carry on with their other teams worshiping God.
Now, this is pretty special. I don't know that they do this very often, do they?
Who's they?
The Jewish folks and the...
Oh,
and
I think
someone,
they... Yeah,
I mean, at a place like the Cross.
Oh, no, this will be totally unique. Yeah, they throw it over their synagogues,
right.
but this is going to be pretty unique. It will be. And plus the big sculpture, they'll see that Christ on the white horse mm-hmm. on one side and the cross on the other, and all the Jewish symbolism that's mm-hmm. in that sculpture. It's just going to be... And it'll be the first time that we've celebrated, I believe, Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
At the garden, I think.
And all of the symbolism for the Shemitah, the Rosh Hashanah, the Jubilee, all of that, all taking place, all at one time, it's going to be magnificent.
Right. Well, which is one of the things that I really liked when we first started talking about the cross and I met Max, was that this was designed from the very beginning for everybody, not even atheists. If you're listening right now, you're welcome to come. You might get converted, but it's for everybody.
Right.
And that's why I think it's one of the most powerful things about it.
Right.
Well listen, we got a lot of speakers and worshipers. So, Lueta, why don't you talk a little bit about some of the people that we've got coming that are going to share this special day with us.
Well, whenever we pray for America, I'm going to share a short message from the Word and what I feel the Lord is saying, and we're going to pray for America. And then we're going to also have some different pastors that's going to be praying and leading us in that. And then when that's all done and we're finished with the Shemitah portion, the Rosh Hashanah and all that with Dr. Weiss, Dr. Randy Weiss, then we're going to have teams, we're going to have lots of different teams that just lead us into the presence of God. And intermittent between that, we will also pray. We will continue some prayer, we will worship, and we will pray. I expect we'll be there till midnight.
Yeah, and the neat thing about the worship is this is a non-denominational garden, and it's to celebrate Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Savior, the Messiah, the Holy Spirit, the Father. And so all of the Christians, all of the families are welcome at this dedication. And so some of the first worship team, I think, is going to be the Church of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are coming. And so we're going to have the Church of Christ at one end. We're going to have the Methodists. We're going to have the Lutherans. We're mm-hmm. going to have the Charismatics and the Assembly of God. I mean, it's like at a family reunion. If you ever have one, you know, come to these family reunions, and all the members of the family are a little different, but they're all part of the same family. And so we're all coming together, and the worship teams from the different group mm-hmm. are going to be there. And Lueta is going to be making sure it all works wonderful.
With the help of the Lord.
Folks, let's let people listening one more time know, when is this going to happen and where is this going to be?
It's going to be September 13th, starting at 2:30 p.m. at 320 Benson Drive, which is...
Where yeah, is 520.
520, excuse me. 520. 520 Benson Drive, right off of IH-10 in Kerrville, Texas.
Mm-hmm. And if people want more information, it's on our website.
Sure, sure. I mean... it's on the website, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org or thecrossatkerrville.org. But now's the time to get on your horse and get ready to come, because it's tomorrow.
Because it's going to be quite an experience.
Yes, sir.
And how many people are you anticipating, Max? Do you have any idea?
We don't know for sure, but we're planning. We have rented 1,000 chairs. And then all the rock benches that we have could hold another 1,000 to 1,200 people. So we honestly don't know. God's going to have to figure that out, but we are going to have shuttles and vans and ways to help people and even access for the handicapped. But there's plenty of parking at the top, so we don't know.
Luetta, you're going to be bringing some music as well?
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about some of the music that you've been working on that you're going to present.
We are going to sing We Will Ride, which Max listened to the whole time that he was designing and sculpting the Coming King sculpture. And it talks about fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand. So we're going to do that. I'm really excited about that. I didn't even realize that he listened to that all those months that he was creating the Coming King. But we're going to sing that. We're going to sing Your Presence is Heaven. We're probably going to have a lot of standard songs that everyone would know with the different groups.
Holy Ground, I think.
We are standing on Holy Ground. We're going to do.
And maybe even...
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
Yeah, I do Amazing Grace a little different.
But it's good. The last time
part of this experience is not just the cross, but we're definitely going to have a worship and praise through music as well.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, and the last time Luetta did Amazing Grace and her group, and she was in the amphitheater at Easter, this last Easter, we were told people started falling under the power of God around the cross, that literally she's over singing 80 yards away, and suddenly Amazing Grace, everybody's lifting up the Lord, and the power of God just comes on people. So we don't know what Spirit's going to do, but he can do anything he wants.
This has got to have been a great experience for you, Luetta.
Oh, it's such a blessing.
Have the Spirit come through and sharing God's word and the music. It's got to be very powerful.
I'm so honored. I'm so blessed.
Max, any closing comments?
Just everybody come. This is our Lord. He's coming back, and it's going to be soon. And we just welcome you to come. Bring your family. Be ready for Texas weather. We don't know, exactly what
this
will be tomorrow.
Is all happening when?
It's happening at 2:30 tomorrow, September 13th, 2015.
And more information, go to?
The website, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org or thecrossatkerrville.org.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, I'm happy to be back with you again this week. And I have, as always, some wonderful quotes from people that have visited the cross. The first one is from Carol Coates, and she lives in Kerrville, Texas. She said, "I find myself looking for the cross from both my porches whenever I am outside and as I drive along, no matter where I'm going. I almost feel like Winston Churchill did during the Blitz when he arose in the mornings and first words from his mouth were, 'Is she still standing?' meaning St. Patrick's. It is almost my touchstone. I am so happy I moved to Kerrville just because of the cross. I hope to be useful in this holy endeavor." And next we have from, she has signed as B. Arvier, and this was from Facebook. "This place is sacred. I felt like I was on an elevator going up when I was inside the cross. I actually had to hold on to the walls. My husband experienced the golden shiny hands in April, and his cousin's fiance experienced this on Thanksgiving Day. Everyone there was so blessed. The love is breathtaking. And thank you for doing your part and more in sharing God's message of hope, grace, mercy, and love through his son." This one was anonymous. Okay. "Inspiring, beautiful place for reflection. Beautiful views of the fall colors. Take some pictures and donate to a great cause." This was from TripAdvisor. And let's see. "Thanks to all you do for him and the people who come to the cross to experience his glory." And this one was sent in from Jason Green, president of the Baptist Medical and Dental Mission International. And from Bill Rector in Kerrville, Texas, we have, "Great attraction in the Hill Country. Beautiful, inspiring, and peaceful place. Right on IH-10 and only a few hundred yards from the exit. Takes only a moment to visit and really gives one a chance to see up close the Hill Country of Texas, and at no cost. All the work is free and the landscaping is beautiful. If passing through Kerrville, take a moment to visit this place. You won't be sorry." And the next one is, "Thank you for providing such an amazing place to worship and honor our precious Lord. Blessings to all of you, Vicki Johnson." And once again, I'm out of time, and I always wish I could continue, but we will have to wait until next time. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross.
You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.